I can feel the demons, yeah, coming out of me. I won't ignite the flame. These girls, they're all the same. I won't forget, I feel the demons. I can feel it coming out of me. I won't ignite the flame. I just don't feel the same. Guess I'm the one to blame. I'm quite placid most of the time. But sometimes I feel the demons coming out of me. I'm on a train. Why do I do it to myself? Am I just unlucky? Am I just old? 3 19-year-olds on my table. One saying nothing. He's my favourite. There's a girl opposite me who literally hasn't shut up in 70 minutes. She's just been to the toilet, and the silence we all enjoyed as a carriage while she was away was the most beautiful silence I've ever experienced. Better than Lake Wanaka, South Island, New Zealand. Serenity. But she's back now. The thrust of it is her mate at the table has only had 3 hours sleep. He's trying to sleep, but she won't let him. She's just gobbing off. She's had 3 Marks & Spencer raspberry mojitos, or as she calls it, I've only had 6 units. In 70 minutes. But she'd be this gobby sober, I'm sure. Where do I start? Where do I start? They're all obsessed with their phones. Constantly taking photos, posting them and talking about reactions. Constantly showing each other their phones. TikTok videos of dancing monkeys. It's all so shit. Or am I old? No headphones, obviously. Volume turned up. When her friends try to sleep, she wakes them up. She literally can't cope with not talking. I want to say something desperately. Every breath of my body is thinking, shut the fuck up. Please. Please give me a little Uzi, shut the fuck up. But I'm also fascinated. It's just so boring. The convos are just so boring. They are looking at their phones, working out how far they are from uni. They literally can't believe how far, we are from uni. I was never this much of a prick at 19, nor did I know any pricks like this. It's phones. Phones have ruined everything. They just sit there with their phones out in front of them, either posting or laughing at posts. There's no direct conversation. It's all through their phones. I feel so sorry for humanity. It's all so fucking dull and crushingly uncreative. I'm overwhelmed by the tedium of it all. And by the way, her daddy's here as well. I don't understand. He sat slumped back on a chair opposite, looking so old for his years, so tired. He must be younger than me, but he's just so tired. He had a child. The most wonderful thing you can do. And she hasn't shut up for 19 years. All he wants to do is sleep, but she keeps waking him up. This time for money. She doesn't have her own money. Why is the dad on this road trip? I have no idea. He looks so desperately sad and defeated. I'm consumed with pity for this man. She's so loud, announcing to the carriage that she has to go to the toilet. She says she needs to line her stomach. So she's just been to the train shop. She's got another raspberry mojito and a Kit Kat. A fucking Kit Kat. Now she goes off on one again about how it was 18 Budweisers for £10 down the shops the other day because the box was damaged. It's the most exciting thing she's ever experienced. Until the next load of boring old shite. Am I old? I guess I am. But this is no one-off. Something like this happens every time I get on the train. I'm surrounded by a constant, all-enveloping avalanche of morons. And it's not their fault. It's phones. I hate phones. I hate phones. on a phone all the time. I try to work on the train, but I can't. So I just end up on my phone. I try and work, I try and write. But there's no point. I was trying to finish my book on the train, but I can't. I'm trying to create art on a beach on a perfect summer's day. And I'm up against a tidal wave of shit for brains plonkers on their life-wrecking phones. It's like trying to hold off alcohol poisoning with a fucking Kit Kat. Another raspberry mojito opens. Another TikTok is shared. And I catch the dad's eye. He is me. I am him. And we are hopeless against this twat tech tsunami. We give up. Hand in hand, pretending to carry on.